And Val Gordon of the United Community Action Network, the food bank, is in this morning to talk about pouring generosity. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what is pouring generosity.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is our eighth year of running Pouring Generosity, and it is a fundraiser for the UCAN Food Bank here in Roseburg. It is an opportunity for local wineries and breweries to commit a certain percentage of sales back to the UCAN. And this year, we're excited because last year we had 17 different locations, and this year we have 23, and we've also added coffee brewers. We have a sponsor that's Umpqua Bank, and so we're very, very excited about the community to take advantage of our program.
Kind of, I know this idea began a ways back. What was sort of the idea? How did you get connected in with wineries?
We worked with the Umpqua Valley Winers Association, and it was just an idea that got sparked. Again, we're in our eighth year, and it was just a way for the wineries to get more recognized and for the community to get out there and meet them and enjoy some of their offerings.
So how does this work if somebody goes into one of the tasting rooms?
Well, every winery or brewery or coffee brewer has something different that they're offering. And what you'll see is a sign inside all these locations that says Pouring Generosity. So you can go up and say, hey, what's the Pouring Generosity item that I can purchase that will contribute back to the UCAN?
And it varies between each one, right?
Yeah, every winery, brewery, or coffee brewer has selected an item of their choice, and that is what they are advertising, and that is what somebody can purchase, and money will come back to the UCAN.
And now, how long have you been at UCAN?
I have been at UCAN since March, and I'm excited to be here.
I know a lot of things are going on with the food bank, probably a bit of a challenge right now.
Very much so. We have the effect of the federal government funding that has decreased food. Just a little information on what we are. The federal government sends food to all the different states. The states send it to regional food banks. So we are under the Oregon Food Bank, and we are the regional food bank for Douglas County.
And if then all the local folks come to you for all the individual food banks. That's what I'm trying to say around the area and get help from you.
Yes. And actually, that's a good question because I get telephone calls every day. Can we give out food boxes? We do not distribute food boxes. We give the food to the local pantries. We have 14 pantries and 5 different community locations on top of that. We also have a remote pantry, and the pantries are the ones that give out the food.
And you've got one that's mobile too, right?
Yeah, it's really kind of cool because the mobile pantry goes out to all the remote locations that they don't have access to food. So places like Deer Creek, maybe Camas Valley, Elkton, and even Diamond Lake.
And so places that are really too small to logistically even get a group of volunteers or have a building or a location to give out food, then you can help them out that way.
Absolutely.
And what kinds of different food items? We're all talking non-perishable, right, or not?
Well, we get both types, but non-perishable is what we look for because that's what sustains people. The items that we're in need of are things like peanut butter, canned meats, maybe canned soup, anything that would sustain somebody from a perspective of...
needing some help.
Yeah, that needs help. Thank you.
Now, in the summertime, are you able to take produce from people with extra in their gardens?
Absolutely. We love it when our neighbors come to us and drop off all sorts of different vegetables and the summer fruits. All they have to do is come to our location, ring our door. We will give them a receipt, and we will weigh the items.
And if people want to help out monetarily, that even helps out a bit more, right?
It does, because we can purchase food at a much lower rate. And $1 will feed 3 people. So it goes a long ways.
And if somebody wants to find out more about the Pouring Generosity campaign and kind of get all the specifics about what each individual place is doing, where do they go to get that?
They can go to www.youcancap.org, and they will select the tab that says event, and then select Pouring Generosity, and it'll drop down and it'll tell them all the locations. It has a map, and it tells them specifically what each location is offering.
All right, a fun summertime thing going on with United Community Action Network, the Pouring Generosity campaign. Anything else people ought to know?
No, I just want everybody to come out and enjoy what the Umpqua Valley has to offer, and I just say thanks to all of these different vendors that are supporting us.
All right, Val Gordon from UCAN and the Food Bank this morning, 8:36 of the morning report.